O Allah, exalt Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad as you have exalted Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified.
Amen.
O Allah, bless Muhammad and the followers of Muhammad as you have blessed Ibrahim and the followers of Ibrahim, for surely you are praised and magnified. Amen. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise myself and I advise those of you that fear Allah. For he who does not fear Allah will indeed go astray. Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran Kareem, the translation of the meaning, O you who have believed, if you fear Allah, he will grant you a criterion. And alhamdulillah, this criterion that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us is the criterion to judge between what is right and what is wrong. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, he who fears punishment, then the furthest thing to him becomes within his reach. And he who harbors false hopes and wishes to live long, his performances and actions become weak. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the future is near. And our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us in vain, and he will not leave us unavailing. So let us take provision from this life by which we can protect ourselves and our tomorrow. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed, the time of death is concealed, and wishes that we have, they are deceiving. The janazah, the funerals, they bypass people, and they prepare them, and they pray over the deceased, accompanying them, and carrying them to their final abode. You see people viewing them casually, and perhaps they might even get slightly saddened or grieved, but very soon they become overwhelmed again with the ravishment of this life and the heedlessness of the living. How many amongst us have been at the Salatul Janazah and we're putting the body in the ground and we hear someone's beeper go off or someone's cell phone ring? Indeed, not even for a brief moment do we leave the desires and the responsibilities of the dunya behind. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, life is evident against those who are heedless, and their days lead them to wretchedness. How can one of us hope for the reward in the hereafter without doing any righteous deeds? How can someone wish to repent while being heedless and hoping to indeed live longer? Woe to the people of heedlessness. When these people are given something, they are not satisfied. And when they are deprived of anything, they become discontent and agitated. They enjoin that which they do not do themselves, and forbid what they do not refrain from. They continuously criticize others, while all this time they're compromising with their own desires. O people of heedlessness, how many people from amongst us trusted life, but it betrayed them, and how many were assured by it, but then were let down? How many of the swindlers of the world got deceived in it, and how many arrogant people became degraded, and honorable people became humiliated by it? Indeed, brothers and sisters, power in this life, it alternates. It is never stable. Its sweetness soon becomes bitter, and its bitterness will soon become sweet. People of might, they become overpowered. Indeed, this life is short. The great things in it are few in number, and this life very soon turns out to be as though it had never even existed. Its happiness eventually turns to sorrow, health into sickness, and wealth into poverty. Its days are deceiving, and it commands the people with evil. It consists of vanishing pleasures. afflicting adversaries, and eventually death. Its structure is soon destroyed. The people unite, but soon separate. And eventually everything on this earth will turn into dust. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, people of heedlessness, they are never satisfied. Regardless of how much they may accumulate, they do not ever achieve all they wish for and are not prepared for what they are approaching. They collect, but do not benefit from it. Build that which they will not even live long enough to live in, and hope for things that they will never achieve. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Noble Quran, the translation of the meaning, let them eat and enjoy themselves and be diverted by false hope, for they are going to know. It is true, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that one who wishes to live long, they build and they demolish and estimate, but with a wrong estimation. He says something, but does not do it. He plans, but does not implement them. And things happen which are the opposite to that which has been planned. He does wrong and delays repentance. Then death comes, and then he will not benefit from his deeds. His family and friends leave him, and there are no longer any excuses. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the interpretation of the meaning is, then have you considered if we gave them enjoyment for years and then there came to them that which they were promised, they would not be availed by the enjoyment which they were provided. Subhanallah. O people of heedlessness, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, he said, abundantly remember the destroyer of pleasure, meaning the death. This is the advice of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which consists of a few words, but is concise, is short. But if you have any fear in your heart or any grasp of reality, these few words are effective. Indeed, he who remembers death as it should be remembered will hold himself accountable and question himself about his deeds and aspirations. But one who has a heedless heart, as Imam Al-Qurtubi, Rahimahullah, Rahmatullah alayhi said, neat, long speeches, and embellished arguments. Abundantly remember the destroyer of pleasures, which will separate those who are united. None will remember its meaning while in hardship, but will feel ease. And none will remember its meaning while in ease, but will feel disturbed. Subhanallah. I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, brothers and sisters, that each and every one of us will come to an end, and each soul will die. The earth that we take from today, we eat from its fruits, and we drink from its liquids. The earth one day will eat from our flesh and drink from our blood. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran Kareem, the interpretation of the meaning, and the horn will be blown, and whoever is in the heavens and whoever is on the earth will fall dead, except whom Allah will. Then it will be blown again, and at once they will be standing, looking on. Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood at the edge of a grave and cried, as related in a hadith. And then he said, all my brothers, for this, meaning the grave, prepare yourselves. In another hadith, a man asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is the most wise of the people? O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who remembers death most often, and the one who is well prepared to meet it. These are the wise, honorable in this life, and dignified in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us amongst those who are honored and dignified. Ameen. And in another hadith, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wise one is he who reproaches himself and acts in preparation for what is after death. Al-Hassan, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, he is reported to have said, death has exposed the reality of life and left no reason for one with a sound mind to be happy in it. Yunus ibn Ubayd, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, the remembrance of death deprives us from enjoying our families and wealth. And also Mutarif, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, said, death spoils for the people of pleasure their enjoyment. So look for pleasure in which there is no death. The people of paradise do not die, so their lives will become comfortable, and they do not become sick, so they live a pleasant, eternal life. SubhanAllah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, remember death and all its hardships, the rattling of one's soul in the throat, and remember the terrifying screams one will give. For he who remembers death often, Allah will bless him with three things. Immediate repentance, contentment of the heart, and vigor for worship. However, he who forgets death will be afflicted with three things. Delay in repentance, discontentment, and laziness in worship. Indeed, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, death in itself is enough of a reason to break hearts, to shed tears, to destroy our pleasures, to divide people and ruin all hopes. The dead are made to be lonely after having lived with their families. They live in darkness after having been in the light, in tightness after having been in wide spaces, and under the soil after having walked upon the earth. They become barefooted and naked and alone. Indeed, the grave is their dwelling. The dust is their shroud. And mortal remains are their neighbors, who cannot hear a call nor respond to it. They lived long and they owed much, but it did not benefit them when the command of their Lord came. So their homes became the grave, and what they collected in the dunya became lost to them. Their money went to their inheritors. The wives that they so much enjoyed in this life, or the husbands that they enjoyed in this life, are now married to someone else. Their children, even though it's not permissible, may be calling someone else, Ummi or Abi. SubhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and the translation of the meaning is, then did you not think that we created you uselessly, and that to us you would not be returned? Have you ever thought, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, about the day when you will die? The day that you cannot delay, and in which regret will have no benefit for you. Remove the cover of heedlessness from your hearts, and you will soon be standing before the one who knows the whims and whispers of the heart, who asks about the actions of the eyes, and holds one accountable for what he hears. Elijah Wiggins says, and the translation of the meaning goes as follows, that day you will be exhibited for judgment. Not hidden among you is anything concealed. SubhanAllah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must contemplate death. For it prevents one from the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. It softens a hard heart. It stops one from trusting this life, and it makes one feel ease at the times of hardship. Please remember death, so that you may be saved at the time of regret. Another of the sayings of Al-Hasan, Rahimullah, Rahmatullah alayh, he said, O son of Adam, fear Allah, and let two things not happen to you at the same time. The hardships and agony of death, plus sorrow and regret. Beware of agonies and regret. For death will come to you suddenly, and no one can describe to you what you will face and what you will see. Beware, so as not to die while in a state of disobedience. Otherwise, you will meet Allah with no excuse. SubhanAllah. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, where are those who are not afraid of having enough provision? Where is he who is terrified of the lengthy distance of the journey and hostility of the road? All he took from this life is an old garment and a morsel of food. He was chased through life, guided, and so little provision was sufficient for him. He was ashamed of himself in front of his Lord, and he remembered death, and therefore preserved his head, meaning his senses, his eyes, his ears, and his tongue, and his stomach. He didn't drink or eat too excessively, and especially didn't eat from that which was unlawful. He sought the reward of the hereafter and gave up the adornments of this worldly life. He favored that which was everlasting over that which is vanishing. This is indeed, brothers and sisters, the wise and the clever one. So again, I advise you as I advise myself, fear Allah. And may Allah have mercy on all of us. And beware of Allah. And watchful of that which He has entrusted you with. Remember that you and I, on a day that's not so far away, will be standing before our Lord, being judged according to our deeds. And we will indeed regret our negligence in this life, SubhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, the interpretation of the meaning, every soul will taste death. And you will only be given your full recompense on the day of resurrection. So he who is drawn away from the fire and admitted to paradise has attained his desire. And what is in this life, and what is the life of this world except the enjoyment of delusion? O slaves of Allah, brothers and sisters, under the banner of Al-Islam, repent to Allah before death comes to you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, hasten to do good deeds before you become busy. Are you waiting for that which will make you unmindful of devotion? Or such prosperity which will make you corrupt? Or such disease which will disable you? Or such senility which will make you mentally unstable? Or sudden death, or the Dajjal, who is the worst apprehended sign of the hour? Or are you waiting for the hour? That will be most grievous and bitter. And now, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, now that you are aware of the suddenness of death, do not be like those who hoped for the reward of the hereafter without performing righteous deeds. and who delayed repentance due to false hopes of living long lives. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I advise you as I advise myself first to visit the graveyards frequently, for it reminds one of the hereafter. And take a lesson from those who are under the earth and have lost connection with their families and their loved ones. Death came to them at a time which they did not expect. And horror came to them in a way which they did not anticipate. Let he who visits the graves ponder and think of the situation of those who have passed away from his friends. They gathered money and had high hopes, but suddenly they lost all their wishes and their bodies became scattered within the graves. Their wives became widows. Their husbands became widowers. Their children became orphans. And their wealth and homes were all distributed to other people, or maybe even destroyed. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, the translation of the meaning, that it will be said to them, and you have certainly come to us alone, as we created you the first time, and you have left whatever we bestowed upon you behind you. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, please fear Allah. May Allah have mercy on us all. And let us work for the hereafter. For it is a dwelling in which there is no death for its inhabitants. Its structure does not wear out. Youth does not age. And its pleasure, alhamdulillah, is never ending. Its beauty, enjoyment, its men and its women do not change. And its people live under the mercy of the Most Merciful. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I say this in closing, the translation of the meaning, their call therein will be, exalted are you, O Allah. And their greetings therein will be peace. And the last of their call will be praise to Allah, Lord of the worlds. I said what I said, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive me and to forgive you. Anything that I said that is wrong or incorrect is from myself and the Shayateen, and all that is good is from Allah and His Messenger. Subhanahu wa ta'ala wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum khairan.